Yeah.
Mr. Ehrlichman, returning your call, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you are.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yes, sir.
I talked to George, and George said that he was wanted to get together with you and me and maybe Connolly, et cetera, do a little talking about budget so that we could get some thinking with regard to these bills and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Bob Haldeman had the idea that we weren't going to be ready for a week or so, but I got different impression from George. Are we ready to have such a talk?
Well, I'm not so sure, but what these may be two different things that we're talking about here. The thing
he isn't talking about the July meeting. That's something else.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that we were talking to Bob about this morning was putting on a full dress review of the present posture of the 72 budget and setting our legislative strategy based on that. Now, that should take, I would guess, a half a day or so.
Yeah.
I don't know, but what this conversation with Connolly might be something more immediate than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to have a quadriad meeting, but that's something else. Well, on this, though, but you want to have this full dress review of this before the San Clemente meeting.
Hey, that's right, because of the fact that we're going to get these two big bills down here in about 2 weeks.
Well, I might have that done in Maine when I go up there.
Well, that's fine, unless you want to just take the time off there.
Oh, I don't know. I can always use a half a day anytime.
Well, it's up to you. We should figure on doing it within 2 weeks, though.
Oh, I know. I see. Well, we could do it next week, first of next week, whenever you're ready. The other thing, though, John, I don't really want to look at that until you have done a little more thinking with regard to that proposition you were discussing about what creates jobs, and what does not create jobs. I just called Reagan on the phone and told him that we were going to give him that contract and that we would be announcing it later, and so forth, and that we'd want him to come if we had it in Washington or in San Diego, whatever the case might be, and he's delighted. But my point is that I think that kind of analysis is necessary because, for example, one thing that Maury Stans had been bugging Schultz on, and I turned Stans down on, was a $200 million for a
census.
Census.
Yeah.
No, God damn it, that's one. I mean, we just can't. You got to stop someplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well, I had.
I put it straight to. I told it straight to Schultz. I says, how many jobs does it create? And he says, none.
Yeah.
Well, if it created, frankly, 15,000 jobs, it's worth doing. But if it's just a question of costing a lot of money, to hell with it.
Weinberger and I had Kunzig in today, and we went over possible building projects with him.
Good.
And we're going to hear back from him shortly.
There must be other things. There must be maybe some defense things we can do.
Right.
There must be other areas. But I think everything must be oriented in that direction. And
I would say this.
You won't be ready for that.
No, but I would say that the legislative strategy on what we do about accelerated public works and public service employment and military pay raise and these other things need not wait for this. As long as we know that we're going to be able to do some job things as a collateral to the general statement you make about the budget and the deficit and so on.
Well, just so I know, there are some job things and where they're going
to
go.
Well, I've got the whip to these fellows on this study, and we'll have just the first minute we can.
Now, Kunzing isn't the only one that's got money, though. I mean,
oh, no.
Transportation's got money.
Sure.
Romney's got money. All these people.
Well, I'm gradually getting around to these fellows one by one. I'm going to have Romney over, and we're going to go into this whole business of what we can do instead of building Afro museums under modern cities.
With Afro museums. By golly, don't put it in New York City. You know what I mean? Put it in Rochester.
Well, that's it.
I understand New York State's all right, but not where it isn't going to help us.
We've got pockets, and we've got to hit those pockets.
Hit the pockets, exactly. There are pockets, and there are other places that aren't bad.
Right.
And, okay.
All right, sir.
Then you talk to Bob, then.
I will. I'll call him right now.
I'm willing to have the meeting anytime.
Okay.
I'll even meet, well, you won't be ready Saturday, will you?
Well, I'll let you work that out with Bob on the time and place. We won't know. Saturday's too soon.
All right, fine. Sometime next week.
Right.
Fine.